I know a number of you work in environments that are a little bit difficult for people to do their jobs. And so in this episode, let's look at how do you get employees to do jobs that they don't like to do. I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's look at how you as a leader to get people to do the jobs that are more difficult on your team. Inevitably, there's some jobs employees prefer not to do. And it's important that you rotate employees through those less desirable jobs so that it doesn't create this sense of favoritism or reverse favoritism punishment. So how can you reduce the resistance? Well, I've got a few tips for you. One is give them a reason why you need them to do it. It turns out that when you give a reason, it makes people less resistant. And I've got a few reasons that you could use when you're assigning them to tasks that they don't really want to do. One of the reasons might be that you need their help. Hey, I could really use your help on this. This is a difficult task, or they really need your help in the other part of the operation. And I know it's not a great job, but they really could use your help back there. That's a great reason, and it makes the person feel important. The second reason that you could give, and also something that makes them feel good, is, you know what, you're the best person for the job. You're qualified on that job. You have the skills that are needed to do it. You could do a good job out there. And remember, not to be sarcastic when you say something like that. You really want to tell the person, hey, you're the person that's best fit for going to do that job. And the third reason you could probably offer is, it's your turn. I mean, if you're going to rotate people through difficult jobs, you could just remind them that, hey, we all have to take our turn on that job. It's not something we all enjoy doing. It's your turn, and that's why I need you to go do that. Again, you're really just being honest and open. Maybe you're caught up in their job, and then you need falling behind in another job, so you need their help there to get caught up. When you give people reasons when you're giving them a difficult job to do, that's one of the key skills to get people to do the work that you need to get done as a frontline leader. And once you've mastered that, of course, you can go on to build your leadership skills in other areas. And you can reach out and access all of our tools and insights on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And be sure to leave us a review on the video or the podcast, depending how you're getting this message. And remember that I'm here to help you on any aspect of your leadership journey.